Have your Bible. Turn this evening to Revelation chapter 15. Revelation chapter 15, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of the saints." I want to preach a few minutes, God to be my help, on a place of appreciation. Amen. A place of appreciation. As we look at this and we see it tonight, and we see as folks are gathering up in our homes, in our own lives, we've had many folks that's went on out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. They've graduated from this side and they've entered into the portals of glory with the Lord Jesus Christ. They've outstripped us and went on to heaven to be with Him. And the Bible says that those folks that's got over on the other side, they're in a place of appreciation. They've realized where they come from. They've realized who brought them to where they're at. And they're there praising God and giving Him glory. The Bible says that they are singing praises and songs and praises unto the Lord. Amen. That's what they're doing today. You say, "Preacher, wouldn't that get old after a while?" No. Heaven will never get old. Amen. Heaven will always be a place of excitement for those that's going there. Amen. And I know if you're here tonight and you haven't made plans, made your call and election sure, if you ain't got your reservations in, you ought to go ahead and get your reservations in. Get ready, because it's going to get good over there. We're going to have us a time when we get to heaven. It's going to be something else, praise God. So we're going to, when they pull up over there, they're going to be singing and offering praises to God. That's just not ever now and then. There's going to be praises that's going on all the time. The seraphims is praising Him, praise God. The angels is praising Him. The people are praising Him. Everybody's praising Him, praise be to God. They're lifting Him up or magnifying Him. They're singing the praises to Him. They're glory, hallelujah, up there. Praise the Lord. And it's a magnificent place, and it's a magnificent time. It's a place where the Spirit of God is so real, that it just, it'll blow your mind, amen. You'll never get tired of it. You'll never get enough of it. It's like the greatest day that you'll ever have, praise God, when you get there. Amen. So we know that place will be a place of appreciation, a place where we'll sing songs to the Lord. We'll magnify Him. We'll sing those old Psalms of Moses, praise God. We'll lift up our voices to Him. We'll thank Him for all that He's done, all that He brought us through, the blessed hope that we have, and the eternity that we'll spend with Him. Amen. Can you think about it? Praise the Lord. You'll never be able to thank Him enough, because each and every moment, every second, praise God, we'll be just praising Him for what's ahead. And it'll be a never-ending day. Think about that. Praise the Lord. Hey, you'll never be able to plan enough to get it all done, praise the Lord, because it'll be one endless day. It'll never get dark, never get light. We think about that. I was reading through Joshua the other day, and I asked my wife, I said, "You know, have you ever thought about what would be when Joshua was there in that day?" And he asked the Lord. He said he'd just stop the day and extend the day out, praise God, so he could get the work done. You know, they was in battle, they was fighting, they was doing good things, for Lord God was giving them victory. And he said, "Lord, just hold it up for a few minutes, for about a day, praise God, and let us just press on for You." Amen. Praise God, what a blessing that be. And never get old, praise God. Heaven will be, they'll be singing, praising, giving God glory. Amen? We'll be giving God, praise God. And God will be offering us some crown, praise God, that we can cast back at His feet. That'll be the good thing about it. If you look over in Revelation chapter number 4, Revelation chapter number 4, verse number 10. Well, let's go back to verse number 9. It says, "And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sit on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. He said, praise God. So we're going to pray. That's why we do what we do for God Almighty, to try to earn those crowns, praise God, those crowns of righteousness, those crowns of doing righteousness, crown of doing something right for God, so that He can offer them to us, that we can receive them, that we might cast them back at His feet, that we might have something to give back. I'd hate to say that I'd get to heaven standing before my Lord Jesus Christ after all He did for me and not have nothing to offer Him back. Amen. It's about time we get on fire for Jesus. Start telling folks about Him. You know, you can earn those crowns, praise God, by lifting up and praising and giving God glory. By telling people about Jesus. By pointing people to the cross. By sharing the love of Christ with them. Amen. By encouraging somebody in the Lord. You can begin to gain those crowns that one day, praise God, the Lord will say, hey, listen, you did this and this and this, and I'm so proud of you. And you can say, Lord, it ain't me, but it was you. Amen. Just cast those crowns back at His feet. Give them back to Him for all that He's done for you. What a glorious time that'll be. Praise God. He said, it's for your, he said, all that you created, all that you've done. He said, the reason I'm here is for your pleasure. The reason I was created was for your pleasure. That you can, nay, not that you can laugh at my feeble attempts and make fun of me, but that, praise God, you can help me to become what you'd have me to be so that I can lift you up and give glory to your name. What a God we serve. Praise the Lord. He is so wonderful. He's so caring. He's so compassionate. He said these elders had fallen at His feet. Amen. Before Him, that praise God, and that worshiping Him that liveth forever and ever. Amen. Casting the crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure are they and were created. So God offers suffering so we can take our crowns, like those little penances that we have that He offers back to us so we can give them back to Him in appreciation. Amen. Heaven's going to be a place of appreciation. We're going to thank God that we made it. We're going to thank God that we're there. We're going to be appreciative, praise God. Amen? It's not only is a place, praise God, where we cast a crown, but it's a place where Christ is worthy of praise and honor. In Revelation chapter number 5, verse number 9, but verse number 8, he says, and when He had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lord, before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God and by Thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. That's that whosoever will salvation, praise God, that Jesus died for so that he could redeem us unto Himself and unto God the Father, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Praise His name. Glory to God. Amen. Lifting Him up. The praise and the honor goes to Jesus Christ, our Savior, because He is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't give Him enough. You can't thank Him enough. You can't praise Him enough. It'll never be enough. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because He's done so much for us. Praise the Lord. He deserves our praise. He said thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands, and thousands of tens of thousands will be praising Him and giving Him glory and magnifying His name. The heavens will roar with praise. Amen. Can you imagine an exciting time at these big coliseums or somewhere? Everybody's just cheering at the same time. Won't be a drop in the bucket, Brother Jeff, to what it'll be when we praise God before the throne of grace. Amen. Thousands upon thousands, praise God, will join in praising Lord Jesus Christ. Giving Him, He's worthy of our praise and our honor. Magnifying Him, lift Him up, praising Him for His goodness and mercy to usward. Amen. We're slack in the world we live in. You know, we're the church, we're slackers. We don't praise Him like we ought to. Every time an opportunity comes up, somebody say, anybody won't say anything for the Lord, we ought to jump and say, glory to God, He is good. Praise His holy name. Amen. Or to brag on Him, tell what He did. Praise the Lord. I thank God for His. I told him last Wednesday night, I was on my way to Little David's school as pastor appreciation. I was going out there, and they was going to show pastor appreciation to their pastors. And Little David is so excited because I got to come. Well, I was on my way after. I got out there at 26, and pow, somebody run into me, rear-ended me on the interstate. My little red car. I wasn't able to make it. I didn't get there. Because I had to deal with all that. Amen. Praise God. One of these days, this coming Wednesday, I'm going to go eat lunch with him. I told him I'll make it up to you. Amen. I said, I will make it up to you. Pastor Jeff, we'll come this coming Wednesday and I'll eat lunch with you. And it tickled him dead, so he's excited about that. So you pray God to keep us safe and get us there. But I thank the good Lord, praise God. He had His hand upon us. He kept me safe. He didn't allow me to get hurt. Mashed up the back end of my little red car, but praise God, glory to God, it's just metal and plastic. Amen. Pickup truck hit a little old girl going on the way to AB Tech, and she had knocked her into me, and it was a three-car collision. Could have been a whole lot worse, but praise God, but thank God there wasn't nothing coming, nobody was beside me, and I could get over in the media and get out of the way. But I give God the glory, praise God. I praise Him. Amen. A glory for what He did, for just watching over me, keeping Him that day. But that's nothing compared to what I'm going to have to praise Him with when I get home. Praise God. Hey, listen, I'm going to have a whole bunch of to praise Him about when I get home. Amen. Praise God. So a place, it's a glorious place, a place of praise and honor and glory to God Almighty. Amen. But not only that. Now listen, I want to really hit this a second tonight, if you will. It's a place of growth. Amen. I want you to think about that tonight. Heaven is going to be a place of growth, and the presence of the Lord is going to be a place of growth. Amen. Where we're going to grow. You say, preacher, we're growing spiritually here. You mean when we get there, we're going to continue to grow? Absolutely. Amen. We're going to grow. We're going to grow in our Lord Jesus Christ. The standard for our greatness, the standard for the greatness that we want to achieve is in our growth that we have. It's in here, and it's when we get there. Our growth in Christ Jesus. Amen. And it calls for us to continue to grow, or in other words, endless growth. Even when we get there, we'll continue to grow. Amen. And we'll be really able to grow then because we'll have a mindset and a body, praise God, that can grow in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. Can you get the picture? Praise God, we'll have the capacity to grow in the Lord. That's what the Lord's... Look what Paul says. Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In verse number 12. He says this. He said, now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. He said, we're looking into a mirror, a darkly. He said, we're looking into a glass darkly. And it's like looking into a mirror. But praise God, he said, one day in a little while, when we get to heaven, he said, we'll be looking at face to face. Praise God, we'll be in the presence of wisdom and unction and knowledge. We'll be in the presence of loving Savior. Praise God, we'll be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We haven't even thought about spiritual growth yet. But with the spiritual growth that we'll have when we get there. I mean, it's endless growth. He goes on and says in Ephesians chapter number 3. In Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 14. Listen to what Paul says to the Ephesians. He's talking about the feigning at his tribulation, which is for their glory. Amen. He's standing for the truth, teaching them the truth. But he says in verse 14, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14, he said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the depth and the length and the depth and the height, the measurements of God, and to know," now watch this, "and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge." Amen? In other words, he said, we can't attain to it. We don't have the capacity to understand and receive who he is. We know who he is. I mean, we in our hearts, we try to receive him the best we can here on this earth. Amen. But praise God, he said, days coming today. Listen, he said, but to know in the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. We're not there yet, but he said, it's coming. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ through all ages, world without end. Amen. So he said he's working on us, praise God. He's building us. He's continually growing us. We're growing in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We're growing in the Spirit of God. He said, but it's nothing compared to what it's going to be like. I mean, when we get to that place of appreciation, we can appreciate who he is. We can see him for who he is. We can know him for who he is. Amen. Praise God. Like we've never known him before. You say, well, preacher, I know who Jesus is. Yeah, a lot of people say that. They tell me, well, preacher, I know who Jesus is. You ask him, say, are you saved? Are you born again? You know, so I know who Jesus is. Yeah, the demons of hell know who Jesus is and tremble, but they're not saved. But praise God, he said, the Bible's telling us here, he said, we're going to get to know him. We're going to know him better and better and better. Amen? As old fellow said, it's going to get gooder and gooder when we get to heaven, praise God. Amen? It's going to get better, praise the Lord. You say, how do you know? Because, all the hindrances is going to be gone. All the hindrance, everything that would hinder our relationship with him is going to be taken out of the way. Amen. And then it's going to get on. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to have that perfect glorified body like unto the Lord. Amen. The hindrances of the flesh will be removed. Amen. All the hindrances of this old flesh will be gone. They won't be there. You won't have that old sinful part of man that's saying, hey, don't pay no attention to that. You don't need all that, you know, all that garbage that this old flesh tells you. Amen. It'll be gone. It'll be taken out of the way. Praise God. And we'll continue to grow in the grace of God. Now that's that unmerited favor of God. You say, well, preacher, we get that when we get saved. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, that he mentioned boast. He said, so we get that, we can save people. Hey, we get a percentage of it, enough to save us by his grace. But when we get there, praise God, in that place of appreciation, we're going to come into the portals of glory, and we're going to come into the manifold grace of God. See, God wants to bless us. God wants to, he's our heavenly Father. And he loves you more. He loves us more than we could ever know. And he wants to love us and he wants to love on us. Amen. But in this old flesh, it hinders us and it keeps us from getting that love of God that he wants us to have. That he wants us to share with others. That's what Christianity is about. Amen. But he said, it's coming today, praise God. When the flesh, the hindrance of the flesh is gone, it's taken away, it's removed. And we begin to worship, we will continue to grow, praise God, in his grace. That unmerited favor, that's when we get there and we're able to receive it, and he begins to just pour it out on us in abundance. Anybody getting what I'm saying? But God just begins to pour out, Brother Bobby, his grace in abundance to us. Amen. Manifold grace of God, the Bible says, in multitudes, He begins to pour out unto us that grace. We'll continue to grow. We'll not only continue to grow in grace, we'll continue to grow in knowledge. The grace of Christ, the knowledge of Christ. Amen. Hey, it won't take us long to be there. We'll just realize, praise the Lord, that we've done entered into something that's way bigger than we ever imagined. Amen. The mind can't contain what heaven is. The mind can't contain who God is. The mind cannot comprehend who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Praise God. He's a never-ending Christ. He's full of knowledge and truth. Praise God. He said it is. And we'll continue to participate in that knowledge, praise God, in that knowledge and grace of God, praise God, in eternity. It's not just a fleeting thing. It's not a moment. It's not when you get there, it's over, praise God. We'll continue to grow in that every day. God will be manifesting Himself in such ways. Amen. Well, not days. It won't be days. It'll be moments in time, praise God, just continuously. Because there'll be just one day. And there'll be no darkness or night. The light of that place is going to be Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. The temple of that place is going to be the Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. What a blessing. And the knowledge of God just to continue to grow. See, that's why it's important today that we need to be rooted and grounded in the knowledge of God. We begin to need to know who He is. Amen. We're getting our feet wet here. We're getting a start here. But it's nothing compared to appreciation that we'll have when we get over yonder. Amen. We're going to be a thankful people when you get to heaven. Amen. You're going to be so grateful, praise God. Amen. Luke, every time Mom and Daddy made you get up and come to church, boy, you're going to be rejoiced. Say, glory to God, thank you, Daddy. Glory to God, praise God. Thank you, Mama. Amen. Praise God, I get to go to the house of God, get to learn the knowledge, the grace and the knowledge of God. It's a good thing. Amen. It's just preparing us, getting us ready for when we get over yonder. We'll have so much to praise Him about, so much to thank Him for when we get there. Amen. This whole world is all messed up. This world's all messed up. It's getting worse by the day. We was talking about in Sunday school, and she said she just really is really fearful because all the things that the Muslims and stuff is trying to do now, how they're trying to infiltrate everywhere. And I told her, well, that's Bible. It's going to happen. The Muslims are going to rise up. They're going to unite with Russia and some of these others. And they're going to come against Christians and against the Jew. Amen. Me and you. It's going to happen. But God Almighty has promised us that He's going to be there. He's going to take care of us. That He's going to deliver us, praise God. He's going to set this thing up. Because just as sure as this world is under a curse, He's offered some great, exceeding, precious promises in the end. Amen. Let me just show you something. Go back over to Genesis chapter number 2. You know, it's kind of toward the beginning. Genesis chapter number 2. Bible says in verse number 8 of Genesis chapter number 2, that's over in the first book of the Bible. You know, after God had done creation, in verse number 8, it said, Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man who He had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord to grow to every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. From thence it was parted and became into four heads. And it talks about the four heads and the four directions of where these rivers come out of the Garden of Eden. In verse 15 it says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, for of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But the garden of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord said, it is not good for a man to be should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and the fowl of the air and every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took out one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Amen. So you see, this thing was set up, and God had set it up in the way He wanted it to be. And He planted a garden east of Eden, and He took man and He put us there. Praise God, in a place that was a literal paradise. They was not the stuff that would grow up and confound us like there is now. It was a place of peace and harmony. It was a place where man was designed to walk with God in peace, walk in God in spirit, walk in God in truth. I pray God, all the days of his life, and his life was made to be forever. Amen. Man was designed to go to bed at night to take his rest and sleep and wake up the next morning brand new. Amen. But because sin come in the picture, man lost that ability, man lost that, and the earth became cursed for man's sake. Not for God's sake, but for man's sake. And we have to live in that now and live with that. But that ain't the way God designed it to be. That's not God what wants it to be. And praise God, if you look at it and we see the place of appreciation that God brings us to. And you look at Revelation chapter number 22. And God brings this thing and we see it. It would appear that when God closes his book, he describes heaven as a place of restoration, a place that's conditioned, praise God, into the condition of a place called Eden. Amen. Listen to what he says in that Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Watch this. And there was no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Kind of sounds like what they was doing in the garden, doesn't it? Amen. Going back the way it's supposed to be. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Amen. They're going to be committed. They're going to be his, praise God. He's going to put a stamp on them, his stamp of approval, his stamp that they're his forever. Praise God. And nobody will be able to take them away. He said, there shall be no light, no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Where? In a place of appreciation. A place where we'll praise and give God glory forever and ever and ever. His great glory with no end. Amen. Praise God. A place of appreciation. That's where we're going, young. That's a place that God prepared for us. That's what we call heaven. Amen. It's real. It's surreal. It's so magnificent. Our minds can't comprehend it, but it's real. It's just right out there. Just waiting to happen one day in a little while. Amen. We got folks that's outstripping us, folks that's going on, got folks that's going on. Amen. But praise God, I'm so glad, Lord God, that that's not going to hinder us from getting there. Amen. Those that sleep in Christ will be resurrected one day. And I hope maybe us that's alive and remain, be caught up with him to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, what a glorious, glorious time that's going to be. You say, how's this all going to play out, preacher? I don't know for sure. I just know what God tells us. Amen. Said he's going to make it happen. See, that in our minds, a whole lot of things are impossible. So, you know, well, it just can't happen that way. But in God's mind, in God Almighty, everything's possible. There's nothing impossible with him. Praise God. I'm just looking for that glorious day when I'll see him. He said, I'm looking through a glass darkly now. Amen. And I see him, praise God, trying to make him out. But glory to God, one of these days. I said, one of these days, Brother Chris, I'm going to see him face to face. I'm going to see my Savior up close and personal. All the hindrances of this old flesh and this world and this old body is going to be gone. And I'm going to praise God like I'd like to. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that going to be something? When we get to that place, it's going to be, listen, it's going to be a place of appreciation. Amen. We're going to show him appreciation. Praise God. Through not just a moment, not in a time, but praise God, throughout eternity, we're going to show him our appreciation. And he's going to teach us and grow us, praise God, and give us knowledge and wisdom so we'll know all the things that we don't know now. Amen. Won't that be an exciting time? And the time of growing? First, I love it when God begins to speak to our hearts and he just begins to show us little things in the Bible. You know, little old nuggets that he gives us, amen, that seem insignificant. But boy, it's just like a blind squirrel that finds a nut. You know, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. And you get to reading, you study, and praying, and all of a sudden God just, he begins to stir your heart. We say, glory to God, what a blessing. Little old nugget from God. But one of these days, praise God, in that place of appreciation, God's just going to unload the car on us. Amen. Pull us up to that where the glory pours out. Just get us under the spout, praise God, and just begin to pour out on us the goodness of God. We'll begin to realize just who He is and how great and marvelous a God we serve. And boy, then it'll get on. We'll have a body to be able to stand it. We'll be able to praise Him and worship Him like we'd like to. Amen. And glory, and we'll be together to do it. All our brothers and sisters in Christ are going to be together. Amen. They won't be no denominations up there separating us. You know, that's all man-made anyway, right? You know, that a denomination is all a man-made thing. Amen. Praise God. It's whether you're born again or not. Where you're a born-again Christian, where you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you remember where you was at when He convicted your heart and showed you was no sinner, help you realize that you need to be saved, that you needed a Savior, and that Christ Jesus was that Savior, and you accepted Him as your own. Amen. And now He's a drawing us and growing us and helping us and nurturing us to be more like Him. So we can go out in the world and tell others, say, hey, listen, let me tell you what happened to me. So I got gloriously saved, born again, down to the house of God. Or wherever it is at, my house, your house, the church house. God saved me by His marvelous grace. Amen. Praise God. Hey, won't you come go church with me? Amen. Won't you come go church with me? Praise God. Let's get in here together and see what God do for you. I wonder how many people that we know today, if we would just go that route, if we had to say something to that extent to them, would say, you know what, I think I'll try that. Wonder how it changed their life. Maybe change it forever. Change it for the better. And I told you, praise God, they's not a friend like a friend in Christ. Amen. Praise God. Going together to that place of appreciation. Place of appreciation. Amen. We're headed there. Praise God. And one day we'll all get there.